Beauty Inside Out on RadioMD.com. Here are David Pollack along with Lisa Davis.
Has winter taken its toll on your soles? David, it sure has on mine. I have to say, my feet, not attractive. Never have been. They're definitely my worst feature. But if you out there don't have horrible feet, we have something you can help. And David, I bet you can even help me.
Okay. No, wait. So you have horrible feet, but I got to ask. Okay, women are different than men. Okay, we often have a pair of shoes. Maybe I have two, a pair of sneakers and a pair of dress shoes. But women seem to have tons of them. And they have all these high heels. And so why wouldn't you want your feet to look nice? I mean, you're showing them off with all these different shoes, right?
Exactly. Well, my problem is, I'm 5'10". And I have horrible bunions. I say I have Fred Flintstone feet. I can't believe I'm sharing this with everybody. So finding shoes has always been really challenging for me. So, but I just want mine to look as good as they can. And I think it's so important this time of year. We've been in socks and boots all winter, except if you live in Florida. So it's time to get beautiful. All right, David, what can we do? Naturally, of course.
First of all, everything you're telling us is our secret. Nobody will know but all of us listening. I mean, the biggest thing you want to do is exfoliate the dead skin cells. I mean, like you said, it's been winter. The air is very dry. You know, you're constantly putting on and off shoes. You're going, maybe you've been in the snow. Maybe you got snow in your shoes and the water seeped in and things like that. I mean, I for us, it's the ocean water because we always go to the beach in the evenings. Living in Florida. But I would suggest like a large grain exfoliator or a pumice stone, or we've all seen on TV that egg. But the bottom line is you want to get rid of the dead skin cells because a cell turnover is slowed down. So get rid of the thick, heavy, dry skin and make your feet soft. That would be the first thing we're going to do.
Oh, that sounds good. All right. So talk to us about this pumice stone. You know, I've seen them for cleaning, like scrubbing your bathtub, but I've never seen one for cleaning your feet. Or maybe I have. Guy, where have I been? I just can imagine the look on your face.
I'm thinking, oh my gosh, you're supposed to clean your tub with one of those? That's a whole nother show. No. Yeah. So a pumice stone is truly, if you get them, is like a large grain exfoliator, whether it's crushed almonds or whatever. But a pumice stone it's an oxymoron. It's a smooth in one sense, but you've got it's porous, and so you're going to have the roughness of it help get rid of the dead skin cells. So it's a soft way of doing it. It's very similar to what that plastic egg you saw they've created that does it and catches the dry skin. So that's one of the biggest things I'm going to say you could do to get rid of those dead skin cells. But there's another. I mean, a lot of women buy shoes. We talked about how women have this collection of shoes. You said, you know, you attest to that as well. But here's the biggest problem. Most women don't buy the right size shoes. They buy the wrong size. So what happens is their favorite shoes may be doing more harm than good, and can cause all kinds of calluses. And so, I mean, nobody wants calluses on their feet, so how do you get rid of them? And here's a trick you can do, is fill your tub or a basin with warm water and add a little bit of a liquid body wash or liquid soap to it. And here's the other trick, a cup of vinegar. Okay, the vinegar, okay, is going to help adjust the pH. What we're trying to do is soften the skin, and we want to eat away at it and get rid of these calluses. So I would soak my feet in this complex you just made in your tub, this mixture, and then when you're done, the calluses you can actually help exfoliate again. That you're going to soften the skin. You're going to see if you do this several times, they're going to start disappearing on you. So number one, again, warm water with a little bit of a liquid soap and a cup of vinegar in it. Soak your feet for several minutes, then use an exfoliator and then rinse them well, and then follow with a heavy cream, whether it's a shea butter or a heavy balm. That's one of the greatest things you're going to do, because the heavier shea butter, the heavier creams are going to help lock in moisture. It's going to help soften the skin and nourish the skin. If you want, even take a vitamin E capsule and break it open and mix it in with your shea butter. So that's something great to do.
Well, you know, I've seen those special mittens, I guess, or thin cotton mittens you put on over your hands when you're doing like a deep moisturizing. Can you put some socks over that? And I want to talk about your cracked heel and foot balm that you're going to tell us about. I'm very excited. Can you do that to keep the moisture in longer?
To answer your question, I would not put the socks over the gloves. No, I'm kidding.
No, I didn't.
No.
Unless you're going to do a puppet show, right?
No, I know what you meant. And that truly is one of the greatest secrets. As you know, I've worked with a lot of model celebrities that worry about their hands, or they're worried about their feet and just looking good from head to toe. And so bottom line is, one of the things is, first of all, I would say put a heavy cream on before you get dressed in the morning, before you put your shoes on. But especially at night, to answer your question, I would put the heavy balm on, let it absorb a little bit, even put a little bit extra on, and then put on a pair of cotton socks and wear them to bed. And that's going to help keep in the moisture and the warmth. And in the morning, you're going to be amazed at the difference. And your feet are going to truly, I'm going to say, are perfect for high heels, but we're getting you sandal ready. We're talking about spring and summer coming up. I mean, we change our clocks this weekend. So we're going to get you ready for that. And you can have sandal ready feet.
We change our clocks this weekend? Oh my gosh, that is so quick.
The rest of us are. You all don't right, worry so about it. You're in your own world. No, I'm kidding. It's yes. So, aww. I mean, it's that time of year again. We need to all start getting ready for spring and summer. And so here's a perfect way to do it. And, you know, you and I talk about different things to use, but let's talk about something, a heavy foot balm that we can make at home. And one of my favorites is truly using stuff that's already in your kitchen. So cocoa butter. Take a little bit of cocoa butter, get a little bit of beeswax, which you can get at your local health food store or your Whole Foods. Mix in a fair amount of shea butter. Now, I got to tell you, I've been a big fan. I've been going to the farmer's market. As you know, I've gone into this healthy lifestyle and changed my total life. I have more energy, better health, not just what I eat, but it's so much fun to see some of these ingredients. So there's a stand there where he's got all different types of shea butter and cocoa butter. So it's kind of fun to go scoop it out. So you melt all this in a pan. So cocoa butter, beeswax, and shea butter melt equal amounts together in the pan. Drop a couple drops of your favorite essential oil. Maybe it's lavender because you want to be relaxed and go to sleep. Maybe it's, you know, something else that's going to be a little more invigorating. Depends on your mood. Maybe make it a little couple different ones. And then take it off the heat, let it cool, okay? And now it's going to harden within a matter of minutes. Put it in a jar and keep it. And you've got the perfect balm. You don't need to sit here and go spend a fortune. You don't need to go buy all these crazy products out there that have a lot of harmful ingredients. Here's a natural solution that you can do, and it's easy to do. And it's going to treat your feet and get your sandal ready in no time.
Well, I'm going to be expecting some of that shea butter because that sounds great. So get extra next time you go to the farmer's market, will you?
I'm being put to work in the lab already. We're not even off the show, and I got to get back to the lab and go make some.
No, send me the shea butter. I'll make the foot and heel balm myself. Now, often should somebody do this?
You know, first of all, you're talking to somebody, you know, if you've got feet right now with calluses, dry skin, etc., the first thing you're doing is your skin has already been beaten up. Let's get it back in shape. So I'm going to tell you, I would soak them every day for the next week, maybe even week and a half. I would exfoliate at least, if not every day, every other day for the next week and a half. And I would apply that balm in the morning and at night. Once you get yourself under control and you have healthier, softer skin, then you can do it to a couple times a week. The balm, I'd apply every night. I really would. You want to take care of your skin. Your feet suffer more than the rest of your body. Your hands, I'd say, second, and then, of course, the rest of our body. And so people often overlook it. It's a simple area that we often overlook and then have all these problems because of it. And the other thing, don't forget to go out and get the right type of shoes. So go to a store with professional help. Let them fit you to the shoes. I know a lot of women seem to think they have to have the smaller shoe size. I'm not sure why. But get a pair that fits perfectly, because all you're doing is creating calluses and harming your own self. You're doing more harm than good by having a favorite pair of shoes in the wrong size. So that's going to be a great trick.
Yeah, it's so true. Well, let me tell you, I've got bursitis in my heel and a little bit of plantar fasciitis, and it is no fun. So you really want to make sure you take care of your feet. And I can't wait to make this salve. I'll call it a salve. Is that balm salve? Is that
perfect?
Either one, right? Either one. All right. Well, this has been so much fun as always. I can't wait because, boy, are my feet a mess, but they're going to be looking good. All right, David, you are such a gem. All right. I'm Lisa Davis with health and beauty expert David Pollack. And this is Beauty Inside Out on Radio MD. So stay well and take care of those feet. Thank you so much.